Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
John Gotti, probably one of the most famous mobsters in recent history, earned the nickname Teflon Don. It wasn't because he was exclusively used in Teflon-coated cookware, but because criminal charges just don't seem to stick on him. But Gotti was eventually captured and sent to prison. So how did the Teflon Don lose out this time? Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. And as you can guess, today's episode of Shit Out of Luck, we're diving into John Gotti, probably one of America's most famous mobsters. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Pondex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today at pondex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. So let's dive right into Shit Out of Luck, John Gotti edition. John Gotti, probably one of the most famous mobsters in recent history, earned the nickname Teflon Don. It wasn't because he was exclusively using Teflon-created cookware, but because criminal charges just didn't seem to stick on him. But Gotti was eventually captured and sent to prison. So how did the Teflon Don lose out this time? Gotti had been on the FBI's radar for a while. He was born in the Bronx and grew up in poverty. Gotti started working for gangs when he was just 12 years old. When he lived in the East New York section of Brooklyn, he began running errands for the head of the Gambino crime family. Gotti dropped out of high school at 16 and led his own gang in Brooklyn. Gotti may have managed to brush off criminal charges in his later life, but law enforcement jailed him several times in his early days. According to the FBI, he was arrested in 1968 for helping plot a scheme to steal merchandise. Gotti, his brother Gene, and a childhood friend stole cargo and hijacked a truck from the JFK airport. Even though all three pleaded guilty, Gotti was released in 1971. Then, in 1973, Gotti committed his first murder. He was tasked to shoot Jimmy McBratney, who had killed a member of the Gambino crime family. Gotti went to jail, but once again was released a few years later. After his release, Gotti became a full member of the Mafia. He didn't waste time rising the ranks. The FBI said Gotti was involved in the murder of Paul Castellano, the successor to Carlo Gambino. With Castellano gone, Gotti took over. He cultivated a tabloid celebrity persona. He wore expensive suits and threw lavish parties. He also hired really good lawyers. Gotti went to trial several times for different crimes, and his lawyer got him acquitted three times, which is how he became Teflon Don. Well, that and witness intimidation, jury tampering, you know, the normal corrupt methods that mobsters use. The authorities scratched their heads. How were they going to get this guy? So the FBI looked at other ways they could prosecute Gotti. First, the Bureau worked with the NYPD to bug Gotti and record his conversations. They got a court order allowing them to install electronic eavesdropping devices in places he frequented, including the Rabbinite Social Club, his headquarters in Manhattan. Second, the FBI tried to convince many of Gotti's associates that they had arrested to turn on him. Sure, Gotti kept getting acquitted, but the people who worked for him were not as lucky. One such associate was Salvatore Sammy the Bull Gravano. He had been one of Gotti's top henchmen. The FBI had recorded Gotti talking about Gravano. Gotti called his underboss greedy and criticized him. The FBI played the tapes for Gravano. He became disillusioned with Gotti and agreed to a deal. He would testify against his boss. The FBI raided the social club and arrested Gotti on multiple counts of racketeering, extortion.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Jury tampering. This time, the jurors remained anonymous to prevent, perhaps. The trial was a media sensation. Newspapers had a field day with it, and there was always a crowd outside, some calling for Gotti to be found guilty, and others who supported him. The Los Angeles Times reported the tapes caught Gotti giving orders to murder people who disobeyed him. He told associates that he killed people and even approved a hit for the murder of another gang member that Gravano requested. And then there was Gravano's testimony. He had admitted that he had committed 19 murders, 10 of which were ordered by Gotti. Gravano, who Gotti wanted to take over for him if he was killed, because the highest-ranking mafia member to testify against the head of the Gambino crime family. The jury deliberated for 13 hours before finding Gotti guilty. The Teflon Don was sentenced to life imprisonment. Gravano got 5 years and was released in 2017. Gotti went to prison in 1992. In 1998, he was diagnosed with cancer and had surgery to remove a tumor. In the end, Gotti died in prison in 2002. Even though he was finally caught, people were still fascinated with him. His funeral became a media sensation, too. Let us know your thoughts on John Gotti. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Let us know your thoughts. What did you think about his ability to avoid serious charges until the final end, pretty much? Let us know. And now on to our favorite segment, the Pod Deck segment, where we dive into the true crime deck each episode and answer one question. Each question that we'll answer a day. Excuse me. Today's question is, what is your theory on Jack the Ripper? That's tough, because I really haven't looked much into Jack the Ripper. I think, honestly, I'm going to go with, from what I've heard and read and listened to, he's a doctor. And who was it? I can't remember who was close to him, but there was somebody else involved, I think, to do all those killings. And I believe he escaped. And I think, I'm going to say he left London to avoid police. And then just moved on with his life and died whenever he did. What's your guys' theory on Jack the Ripper? Leave a comment in the comment section below. Thanks for watching this episode. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you like the video. You can find us on social media. They're all up here. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're also starting a Pinterest page. You can check that out soon. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip,
became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.